icy needles raced down my spine. Why? Where are we going? The ugly man with the snake eyes steps forward.
You better shut that pretty little mouth, or we'll give you something to fill it, he says with a sneer that reveals a mouthful of yellowed, uneven teeth.
With a shudder, I avert my eyes. Think, Petra. My clothes are in my backpack. Snake Eyes narrows his gaze before exchanging a look with the smaller man still wielding the knife. He grabs my backpack from the cubby set in Hunter's wall and tosses it in my direction. I close my eyes as it flies at me, afraid it's going to hit me in the face. When I grasp it, I remember that my phone is inside.
Make it fast,
the knife man says. I need you to turn around, I say in a bold voice. Snake Eyes shakes his head.
No, do it.
Desperate, I dig in my bag for my clothes, trying to buy a few extra seconds. My fingers brush something hard. My phone. I decide there's no way I'm taking off Hunter's t-shirt to put on a bra, so pull my sweatshirt on, then whip out a pair of underwear, but use the backpack and the covers as a shield to slide them on. Snake Eyes gives a low groan. The two men exchange something in Russian that makes the small man chuckle and Snake Eyes rub his crotch. Using the split second they're distracted, I toggle my phone sound to off and start a voice memo.
Hurry up,
the knife man barks. I freeze, my heart pounding as I remove my shorts and place the phone, my lifeline, near the top of the backpack and set it aside.
Let's go,
knife man says. Where are you taking me? I ask, my words tumbling over each other. Snake Eyes steps forward. His breath smells like vodka and stale cigarettes.
Don't worry, pretty girl. If Uncle Gary does as we say, you'll be released very soon.
And if he doesn't? I ask, unable to stop myself.
Then it will be very bad for you, he says.
He lifts a strand of my hair, then traces one finger down the side of my neck.
But good for us,
Knife Man adds with a grin that makes me tremble.